Well, it's time for this week's bond report now, where we have had the benchmark R186 bond bid at about 9.1%. So as you can see there, from 9.03%. Of course, a lot of the focus on that higher oil price, which together with a weaker rand will result in further petrol price hikes, which could see inflation breaching the 6% Reserve Bank inflation target, and the bank likely to raise interest rates by 25 basis points before the end of 2018. Malcolm Charles from Investec Asset Management joins us on the line now with more insight on the kind of activity that played out in the fixed income space, where the global forces just as much as play as local forces are at this stage. Malcolm, thanks so much for joining us this evening. So there's so much swaying investor sentiment at the moment, and it's really a mixed bag of forces that are coming into play, taking effect. Are local factors simply taking a back seat amidst it all?
Yeah, hi, Alicia. I think the global factors are the big drivers, especially if you think of what's happened in Italy and how their bond yields have gone up. The dollar's had a bit of a resurgence and hurt emerging markets. But, you know, as you know, we've had headlines about probable issues with our finance minister, and that's one local issue that's unfortunately weighed on our market negatively over the last couple of days.
Absolutely. I mean, of course, we've got him testifying tomorrow, so we wait in anticipation for that. With the NAFTA trade deals now in the background, of course, as you alluded to, we've had, focus on the anti-euro comments coming through from an Italian lawmaker, the European assets selling off, and as you've highlighted, certainly sending European bond yields to multi-year highs. What are you making of developments there? Because, what that movement has done is push the spread between Italian and German yields to the widest now in 5 years.
Yeah, so the Italian one is about the politicians basically misbehaving again and not sticking to the targets that the European Union and the ECB would like. And the bond police essentially have come in and are showing them who's boss. And this has happened a couple of times already. And one would imagine that if it picks up a little bit more, common sense might prevail, and hopefully you'll see a slightly tighter budget number coming through. But that is a big risk, because at the moment the correlation between the Italian bond market and the rand is actually quite high, and that's a good indication of a little bit of risk off, and that this is what global investors are looking at. While there's perceived to be big risk out there, unfortunately, countries like Brazil and South Africa and Turkey are punished accordingly, and people don't put more money into our bond market, and bond yields trickle up a little bit.
It's interesting, Malcolm, that you say that, because just yesterday I came across some commentary that highlighting that, we've had EM currencies rebound somewhat from their second quarter plight, and the recent fall in emerging market currencies has been significantly bigger than the capital outflows from those markets, and the market participants are returning to buy them back. So do you disagree with some of that sentiment that's out there?
Yeah, look, I think what happened is it was a positioning. So I think some of the it was what we call a short squeeze. I think everyone had got a little bit too negative on emerging markets, and when it started pulling back, some of those guys were forced back into the market. But I think in general, people still prefer the dollar and are very nervous about anything that's got a bit of risk. And at the moment, while the NAFTA trade deal seems to be sorted out, the Chinese one is a long way away, and that's a much bigger deal for emerging markets.
Absolutely. How's this all come to bear, Malcolm, on a local bond market activity? Take us through some of the action that played out at today's auction.
Well, today's auction actually went quite well, bizarrely. For some reason, despite the negative news, people actually paid up for bonds, and they cleared at the most expensive levels of the day. So I think whoever bid for those bonds is on the wrong side of the market today. But the rest of the day, from straight after the auction until the close, the market was actually more soggy, and we've actually sold off so far this week.
Well, certainly interesting times. Malcolm, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Malcolm Charles from Investec Asset Management.